It's official. Russian lawmakers have ratified a pact with North Korea for military assistance. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, it's, 3,000 North Korean troops that are going to be in Russia?
Hey, Bob, good afternoon from Kyiv. And, you know, whenever it comes to Russia and North Korea, you know, we must remember there's no free press in these countries. It's hard to know. You know, I'm reluctant to cite numbers. We do have some numbers from different, you know, foreign intelligence agencies, but it is hard to know precisely the number. But we do know, indeed, that there, you know, Russia is and North Korea and their allies are not shy about their cooperation, and not shy about either trying to destroy Ukraine or, in the case of some other countries, how little they care about Ukraine. And you know, really extraordinary scenes from this BRICS summit, from Putin's summit in Russia. You have the UN Secretary General Guterres, who refused to go to Ukraine's peace summit in Switzerland. He is there on Russian soil, even as Russia, through the night here and through the morning, Russia has been sending, as always, missiles and drones upon Ukrainian cities. And you have the UN Secretary General, United Nations, is supposed to be the preserver of peace, accepting sweets as he's honored and feted there in Russia. And a guy who refused to go to the peace summit that President Zelensky organized. And, you know, this is disturbing optics, at the very least. And, you know, right now, Bob, I'm talking to you from in the center of Kyiv City, the Minska Rada, Ukrainian, the sort of the city hall of Kyiv City, in the office of Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. And, this is the symbolic for the Chicago audience here. Kyiv and Chicago have been sister cities for 33 years. And there's a couple, I'm here in this office today, thanks to the intervention of a couple great Chicagoans who are listening right now, Vera Ilyashevsky and Yuri Figel. And they arranged some events for me today. Among them, I went to the Kyiv Palace of Children and Youth. And it's this incredible center, sort of an after-school program, but much more than that, where kids here in Kyiv, including refugees, learn how to, they study science and biology, and they even make model ships that were pretty elaborate, pretty fantastic creations. And they make fantastic art. And you can see that even in the wartime, the investment in education is so crucial and so valued here. But a lot of the programs at that Palace of Youth and Sport here in Kyiv are made possible by people in Chicago, members of the Ukrainian diaspora, and even people who have no connections to Ukraine. Previously. And so it's significant today that I speak to the WGN audience from this place. In fact, I have there's a Chicago flag nearby here in the Kyiv City Hall. And so they really do deeply feel this connection. And as I think of Vitaly Klitschko, one of the famous Klitschko brothers. He was once world heavyweight champion. And there's some news from another Ukrainian heavyweight champion, the current world, the reigning world champion, Oleksandr Usyk. He sent an interesting tweet last night. In a few hours in Austin, Texas, Joe Rogan is going to be interviewing presidential candidate Donald Trump on his program. And, Rogan, he respects sportsmen. And he, when Usyk won when he won his most recent victory a few months ago, Joe Rogan, who's the most popular podcast host in the world, he tweeted congratulations to Oleksandr Usyk. And so today, Usyk, the Ukrainian, has issued a challenge to Joe Rogan. He said to Joe, could you ask Donald Trump when he will appear on your podcast, if Mr. President is so confident in his influence over Putin, could he help free the Azovstal defenders, so those Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol who are now in Russian captivity, and all Ukrainians from Russian captivity right away? Time is of the essence. Sincerely, Oleksandr. And so we'll see if this will resonate and reach Joe Rogan as he interviews Donald Trump later this evening. And as we look at how things move around in time and space, as Rogan will be interviewing Trump in Austin, Texas, this weekend, those cultural forces, the dozen Ukrainian soldier musicians that are traveling around the U.S., they were in New Orleans the past couple of days. But they will be playing in Houston and in Austin, Texas, over the weekend.
It'll be interesting to hear Rogan and Donald Trump for sure. You know, what struck me in the news today, Joseph, three stories. And let me just share with you the American expatriate behind a network of fake news websites, including a now defunct outlet purporting to be from Chicago that spread misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines, is working directly for the Russian military's intelligence service. Also, a story today about Russia helping amplify and spread false and misleading internet claims about recent hurricanes here in the United States and the federal government's response. And then there's also a headline story today about Moscow helping Iran-backed militants, targeting ships and disrupting global trade, providing data for the Houthis' assault. And the assistance, which hadn't been previously reported, shows how far Putin is willing to go to undermine the U.S.-led Western economic and political order. This is really unbelievable, but I guess in a way it isn't, is it? Is it, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And you think, especially, you know, all of the people who, you know, tweeted support for Ukraine in 2022, it is still only Ukrainians and, you know, a smattering of foreign volunteers who are fighting against this whole machine. That's not just Moscow, but also Tehran and Beijing and Hamas. You know, they, as we've said, they're not shy about their connections with each other. And even, you know, somehow Russia is able to bring North Korean soldiers into the fight, but Ukrainians are still doing this on their own. And moreover, as we see, because of the, you know, power of Russian oil and gas, you know, even a country like the Czech Republic that has helped Ukraine a lot with ammunition in particular, they still are, you know, they're spending more money on Russian gas than they do on helping Ukraine. And so it seems that and this is one reason why, and I think the hope of Usyk and others and trying to get Joe Rogan to, you know, or someone to ask both Trump and Harris, you know, questions about this, because I was just talking with a very popular podcast host who said, you know, in practice, just beyond the rhetoric, the policies of Biden-Harris and Trump-Vance and even of Beijing vis-a-vis Ukraine, in practice, they're pretty much the same. You know, the Biden-Harris still refuses to let Ukraine have the permission to strike back deep within Russian soil, even though they talk in the language of victory. And so in practice, these policies are pretty much the same. And, you know, President Trump keeps repeating this line that former President Trump says Ukraine is gone. And, you know, when I was at that children's center today, it was such an impressive place. And to see all the creations of these kids here in Kyiv and what I just saw in Kharkiv the past days, this country is not gone. In many ways, it's, you know, when there's no Russian attack, the cities are safer and cleaner than many of our American cities. But somehow that information gets lost amid all the propaganda.
Yeah, you make that point with us a lot, and we're grateful for Joseph Lindsley in the office of the mayor of Kyiv today. All right, go salute that flag of Chicago, Joseph, and have a good weekend.
I will indeed. And so the great bonds between these two cities, I have behind me the emblem of St. Michael, who's the symbol of Kyiv, and the Chicago flag. So until Monday, Bob, thank you.
I love the connection.